SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
We're talking about chasing dreams and squashing fear with artist and author Noah Elias on SOS Radio. And Noah's done everything from animation for the Walt Disney Company and Lucasfilm and stringing businesses together and writing books about fear. Noah, God gives us creativity for a reason. How do you even start to learn to channel all your big, crazy ideas into a career that's focused on more than money?
Well, great question. For me, it really just boiled down to stewardship. You know, when God gives us our individual talents, we each have a calling that is uniquely ours. We can't compare ourselves to anybody else on this planet before us or after us. I believe that DNA of our calling and our kingdom assignment is ours alone. So, man, here I am, this kid at 16 with the gift of creativity, and how am I supposed to use that to impact the world? I just look at it from a stewardship standpoint. How am I leveraging my time, my talent, and my money through the gift of creativity to advance God's kingdom? And, you know, that was a question I think we all need to answer, you know, because that's each individually our own, the question that we're going to be asked at the end of our life. You know, what'd you do with what I put in front of you, the people that I gave you influence over, and how did you leverage that for my son? That's what drives me.
So Noah, as a kid, we grow up, we're drawing cartoons, we're reading comics, we're painting in art class in school. So how did that work for you in doing all that to becoming an animator with Disney and Star Wars?
Having started it at a young age, I was doing independent work and freelance work. First started selling door-to-door on a bike, selling art. We didn't have desktop publishing or Photoshop or any of that back in the day. It was all word of mouth. It was be in a newspaper, be on the radio, or be put some sort of advertisement or postcard in the mail and hope that people show up. I took it out to the streets. I went to where people were congregating and getting together. And at that time, in the late 80s, early 90s, it was coffee shops. So I would go set up in front of 100 people and paint large format portraits and build my business by handing out business cards, and just took it to where people were. I then started working with department stores like Nordstrom and doing pop-up shops inside of the department stores where, again, I could get in front of people and just paint live. And again, would hand out more business cards, and then word of mouth kept on spreading, and got some really great big breaks to working with MTV and Craig T. Nelson on painting race trailers for him for the Toyota Grand Prix. And things just continued to spread via word of mouth. I would say that for any young creative entrepreneur, your relational equity is the number one thing that you can invest in, is people and your relationships with people, because that is gold. And so I just really made it a point to try to over deliver with my clients and the people that I would partner with. But it was doing freelance work, doing that forever. And then I started going into fine art and said, you know, at 28 years old, I said, I want to be able to create something once and then make revenue from it multiple times over and get into licensing. And so I started kind of the Thomas Kincaid model, or the Wyman model, of putting original paintings on canvas and then starting to publish them. And then what happened was after that, I had an opportunity to present a couple things to Disney, and Disney saw the artwork, and we formed a great relationship where I create the art and do the framing and do fulfillment, and then I do events at the park. I'm actually getting ready to leave for each weekend in Walt Disney World, where I will have a booth at Epcot and be selling art, meeting people, doing dedications. And that then led to Lucasfilm and working with Costco. It just spread. Again, it just, God has a way of expanding the assignment and providing more reach with each step of the way in each relationship.
We're talking about channeling our creative ideas and connect them in our faith with artist and author Noah Elias on SOS Radio. You were once voted by Microsoft as being part of the 10 most influential companies with 10 people or less, and you say it all comes down to one. But what have you learned about influence as you've grown in your faith, Noah?
There's kind of this assessment that I do when I coach a lot of brands and companies and get asked to come in and kind of look under the hood of individuals' lives, if it's a self-employed person or they have their own company, but then also organizations. And there's kind of this measurement that I'll use. I use it on myself, my friends and I, when we're sitting around a campfire, we'll talk about it as well. But most of the time, you'll look at your assets that you have in life and the equity that you contain in life. And typically, we'll default to what we have. You know, hey, we own a house, we own a company. And typically, it stops there, you know, in terms of the possessions that I have, and also the things that I own. The two greatest that I see that are neglected and overlooked is the relationships that you have with your family that relational equity, but then also the equity that you have with people. So God gives us this gift of creativity or gift of whatever he's entrusted to us in terms of our own unique gifting. And what I find is most individuals are completely bankrupt when it comes to relational equity, which means they have no influence. So we can be sitting on a great pile of money or have, you know, finding our self-worth based on our net worth of what we've got in our bank account. And that drives how we feel every single day about ourselves and performance-based and striving, which can be a hamster wheel of death. But when you look at what really, really matters is relationships. God didn't send his son just to make more people more comfortable. He values relationships in peoples and people's souls. And if we're so busy on the hamster wheel of life, being unproductive and not producing fruit, the fruit that will last is a person's soul and relationships that we have. So my question that I had to ask myself was, am I spending the most of my time trying to build companies, build equity, and build stability in a lifestyle and things that I'm going to acquire? Or am I taking that same energy and pointing it at investing in relationships and gaining influence in people's lives? At the end of my life, that's the only thing that's not going to burn. That's the only thing that will not be consumed with fire is a relationship and a person's soul.
We're talking about squashing fear, squashing anxiety with author and artist Noah Elias on SWS Radio. Noah, your book Fear Hunters is all about how you remove fear and shame and stand between you and the life that you're destined to live. With so much worry and fear just permeating society today, both inside the church and out, where have you learned to start?
Man, I'll tell you what, the enemy loves playing to, there's a great assessment called the Strength Finders, and every individual should do it so that they know what their top five strengths are. Well, the enemy is going to show up the moment that you step out into really putting your heart into anything and taking those strengths and providing the greatest counterfeit for them. And the way that he'll do that, once you become a believer in Christ, you are a child of God. The enemy no longer can take your soul. So your soul is done. Your soul is won. But the only thing that he can have influence over, the only thing that he can try to convince you of, is that your salvation is not secure. And so what I found as I grew up and as I started to step out into my calling based on my strengths, the enemy showed up as a counterfeit to try to rob me of the joy that I had in my salvation with the Lord and try to convince me of who I wasn't. He shows up like a banshee, just trying to disarm you of who your true identity and calling is. That could be the self-talk that you hear, such as, they'll never believe you. This has already been done. Why are you even trying this? Plenty of people are doing this. It'll never work. You don't have what it takes. You're going to fail. You don't even know how to handle success. Is it going to happen? All of these lies and false talk started showing up in my life, and I said, listen, if I don't get this stuff out of the way, because all this stuff is driven in fear. If I do not get these fears out of the way, I'm going to have no capacity or margin to live my calling. And I kept running into countless individuals, high influencers, people that have just the most dynamite gifting, but they're absolutely buying the lies and the fears and the shame from their past, from their wounds, and from what the enemy's showing up to try and tell them every single day. And it keeps them from producing fruit. So the goal of Fear Hunters was, hey, I want to help you hunt down the fears and the shame that are standing between you and the life that you are destined to live. Because here's the deal. You get that stuff out of the way, you start ringing the bell of heaven and populating the kingdom based on your influence and what you've been called to do. You cannot get those kind of results if you're playing small and if you're playing timid. And so there's a big difference between cockiness and standing in the righteous identity that you have in Christ. But you know what? If you can stand firmly in the foundation of who you are called to be in Christ, your kingdom assignment, that's going to require you stepping up and going big. And you're not going to be able to live that way if you're buying into the lies and the shame. So I wanted to help people just get that stuff out of the way so you can step into your true identity and just go awesome into your authority.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, too, because you were talking about the cockiness of that and then the drive and the big dreams. And I think for a lot of Christians, they feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be humble, and humble is thinking about myself less and not putting myself first and trying to put God first. But there is a drive and there is a strategy and there is a confidence that goes with dreaming big and thinking big and putting strategy in place. What have you learned?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When our Heavenly Father was here, I just look at the way he operated. as he operated with his tribe and his clan of his guys, and he's running around, you know, and we're all knuckleheads. I think the Lord has the biggest sense of humor, is he takes the most ordinary and makes them extraordinary. And I had to realize that if he can take a tax collector, if he can take a fisherman, if he can take a guy that was the worst of the worst of the worst and disrupt his life and show him what is possible, all of these guys, once they had it happening with the Lord, they became courageous. They stepped out. They were willing to lean on a sword for our Heavenly Father. Where do you get that sort of attitude? What, you're totally comfortable with death. You're like, dude, I'm so all in, all chips on the table. I have zero problem. And this isn't in the cockiness. This isn't it. I know who I am. I know who I'm called to be. I know exactly how I'm supposed to live that out. And I can do that with absolute confidence. And this does not mean like you're coming in as a bulldozer and a 2x4 across people's face. No, this is just, I'm going to be a beautiful disruption of love in the lives of people, whether it's the person at my grocery store or the person at Starbucks or the person across the street, people that God puts in my path. But I just find, I'm not joking, I've looked at stats, I've looked at Barna research. You're talking, if you're looking at a mega church of about 1,000 people, you've got about 15 people in that church stepping into their authority and who God's called them to be, producing fruit. Because I'm telling you what, I mean, if you look at video games, you always see that character that's stuck in a corner. He's running, but he's going nowhere. He's inactive. He's not producing fruit. He's not scoring in this war and in this game. And so when I think about it, when you start talking about boldness and stepping into it, listen, faith requires two main components, risk and danger. So my question is, how much risk is in your life? How much danger is in your life? Because otherwise you don't need faith. If you're waiting on giving and putting your money into the kingdom to spread the gospel of the Great Commission, you're waiting until you have money to do it, that doesn't require faith. If you're waiting to step out into an initiative until you have all the resources, you don't need faith for that. So you got to look at it from the standpoint of, there's so many people that want to make a very, I'll start stepping out once I have all the funding. Well, what about stepping out before you have the funding? That's where true faith comes in. You know, I look at the analogy between Moses and Joshua, and I think, you know, one case you got somebody saying, the Lord's going to part the water, and then we're going to walk across. Joshua gets in a situation where the Lord's like, I'll tell you what, this is a rushing river. Every step you take, I will separate the water and make it dry as a bone below your feet, and I will hold it back. I had to stop playing small. I mean, and I had to start measuring everything at the end of my life, literally at the end of my years, of just saying, listen, am I really living a life that is stepping into risk and in danger to help partner with the Lord on what his agenda is? Or am I so consumed by my own agenda that I'm so preoccupied with it, I'm producing no fruit? Is every New Year's Eve looking back over year saying, there's not one more person in heaven as a result of my activities this year? That was something I had to reconcile with. And it was very sobering. So I had to start making some decisions, started flipping things upside down and lifestyle, spending, partners, initiatives, ideas that we are going to create, and do it in a way that is uniquely my family's and my own company. And I believe that that's what God is really excited about, is finding how can you take your unique genius and be a beautiful disruption of love in this world.
I love that description, a beautiful disruption of love in this world. We're talking author and artist Noah Elias today on SWS Radio. We're talking about how he's worked with Walt Disney Company and Star Wars, doing animation. He's written a bunch of books and started businesses and really just loves to challenge creativity. Thanks for checking in today with us, Noah.
You're welcome.
Any projects that you're working on that you want to highlight real quick?
Yeah, I'm basically working on a brand new series called In Light of Eternity, based on scripture out of the Bible that's really encouraging images that are reminders of us that living in light of eternity and realizing everything that we do while we're here with our time, talent, and our money is going to pay an eternal dividend. And I just wanted to create a series that was going to really drive that home, putting that into a book that's going to have some great writings to help support each one of those images and the stories that are behind them. Working on brand new Disney work, which is always fun. I have my Kid Me series where I tell the stories of what you wanted to be when you wanted to grow up. And telling those stories for individuals and taking their stories and putting that through these characters, which I absolutely love. And then also working on an episodic animation series based around my characters with the kid and me. So very exciting, and it's an allegory for the kingdom, and lots of prods in the fire and a couple more books that I'm working on, and really looking just to help people step into their sweet spot.
Well, we're going to find some more info on that. What's your website?
You can go to Noah Elias, ELIAS.net, NoahElias.net, and then on Instagram, Noah.J.Elias, and on Facebook, Noah Fine Arts.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.